now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And welcome to the Thursday Roundtable here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. Today's show is certainly political in nature. We're going to be talking with the folks involved in Stand with Tucker Carlson. That will be coming up after the 4:30 break. There is a group that is fighting back against the proposed boycott of Tucker Carlson's advertisers. And as you've heard on this show many, many times, I've been a big fan of Tucker, and especially the way that he has handled a lot of the stuff that's been going on in the news lately. He has in many ways been standing alone as a truth teller on television. And so a group has formed to basically combat the efforts to harm his show, either financially or politically. And so we'll be talking with those folks in just a few minutes. And coming up after the break, David Stringer is going to be here. We're going to talk about the upcoming county attorney's race and everything else political. That's what the theme is today. It is the Thursday Roundtable live on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. David Stringer up next, live here on KQ&A's Roundtable. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time, when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company.
This is Roxanne. We just received our 2020 Ranking Arizona's Best of Arizona Businesses publication. This annual publication rates all kinds of Arizona's own businesses. Well, little old PBC and little old Prescott rated in the top 10 breweries in the state again and again. We continue to be relevant in the big world of craft beers with more than 100 in our state of Arizona now. A big thank you.
We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Oh, say, can you see?
You okay, Bruce? Did that tomato hit you?
I need to get out of here, fast.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. Take the Verde links from Cottonwood to Sedona, or go to Camp Verde on the Yavapai Apache Transit buses. Run, Forrest, run! With 26 buses in Cottonwood, one of them will be nearby.
Let's go!
For more information, visit ride-cat.com.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rippographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442 9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rippographics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, my first guest is David Stringer, who is running for county attorney here in Yavapai County, and certainly no stranger to folks that have been listening to KQ&A. David's been here in the studio several times, including a few times when he was a state representative, and so welcome back. Nice to have you here.
We were just talking about Tucker Carlson. Sanford, thanks so much for inviting me back. It's a pleasure to be here. I think it's been about a year or so since I was, 2 years or so since I was last here when I was running for the House of Representatives, and a lot of controversy was swirling in June, July of 18 over some comments that I made that some people thought had a racist...
Well, right now, we're having a little bit of a problem with your microphone, so okay. Excuse me.
We're gonna switch mics.
All right.
And let's see if that works better.
Did you?
Much better.
Should I pick it up at the beginning or just pick up where I left off?
Yeah, that was, I was trying to figure out what the heck happened. And yeah, no, that mic.
Well, Sanford, I was just saying thanks so much for having me on the show. And I think the last time I was on the show, maybe a call-in or two, but basically in the 2018 cycle, when there was a lot of controversy swirling around me about some comments that some people were trying to spin as being racist comments. You were kind enough to have me on the show and were treating me very fairly and let me explain my position and what I meant. And I've always appreciated that. And so I'm really happy to be back again. And of course, with more controversy, I always bring controversy.
Well, I don't know if it's a sign of the times or what, but I know that typically the races have been, fairly benign here in Yavapai County. We haven't been experiencing the same level of acrimony that you see
in
other places.
And that's largely because I think, and I don't want to get too much sidetracked on this issue because we have other things to talk about, but we are still a relatively homogenous population here in Yavapai County. We've always had Native Americans, and we've always had a Hispanic population. But we do have a very predominantly Anglo population, and relations from, of course, I have a bias. I'm part of the Anglo population, but from my point of view, relationships are pretty good here. We don't have a lot of disparities in income and things like that. Everybody goes to the same schools. We're not a segregated community. We don't have that history. So I'd say racial relations in Yavapai County are relatively benign. It's all relative, of course.
Well, so when I bear witness to what's going on in your race for county attorney between yourself and the incumbent county attorney, Sheila Polk, it does appear as though there is a definite tone from both sides of something a little bit more highly competitive and personal that maybe has not been seen very much in other political races here.
I'm sorry to overtalk you, but yeah. I think there probably is more of a personal contest in this race than we usually see. And of course, I blame the other side for that, but they probably blame me for that. There is a lot at stake in this race for county attorney. Most voters, it's not a controversial election. Here in Yavapai County, we've had the same county attorney for 20 years, so there's never been really a debate in many years about the policies of the county attorney's office. And this year we're having that, and that's because I'm in the race. My opponent was elected in the year 2000, and she ran against a guy named David Markey. And David Markey went on to become David Markey went on to become the chief of our local county court here, Yavapai Superior Court, who I understand he's been there 20 years and he's getting ready to resign. But back in the year 2000, he and Sheila Polk were going at it. That's before I was involved in local politics.
Well, but I think retirement is probably more accurate than
retirement. Yeah, I'm sorry. And so in any event, and I think think Mackey has done a good job and is very well regarded, very well respected. So I guess my point would be that he lost that election in 2000 to Ms. Polk. But, you know, losing election is not necessarily the end of your career. Elections serve a huge purpose because they promote public debate, civic discussion of issues. So there's always a winner and loser in an election, but it doesn't mean that both the winner and the loser haven't served a very useful purpose in promoting public debate. So I'm here to promote public debate. I think there's some important issues facing our county relating to the county attorney's office and the policies. I don't have a personal feeling about my incumbent. I don't know her well. I am very slightly acquainted with her. We've chatted a few times. I don't know her well, and I don't have strong feelings about her. I certainly don't think that she's a bad person or unethical or unfit for office. My issues with the incumbent are policy-based.
All right. Well, let's go back a little bit to how your term in the state legislature ended, because that, you know, when you were elected, I think the overriding view that I heard, and we talked about this in some of our other interviews, is that people really didn't have a problem with the way you voted, that you, in fact, voted very conservatively and reliably so when you were in the state legislature, but that the other, you know, things that, you know, people were dredging up from your past and all that sort of stuff is really what did it just become so much of a burden to have to deal with it that you just thought it would be better to just resign rather than having to deal with it, you know, day in and day out?
No. The simple answer is no. It wasn't the pressure or the bad publicity that really led to my resignation. And I did resign in about 60% through my second term. You may recall I was elected in 2016, and you're right. I had a very conservative voting record. I ran as a conservative. I voted exactly the way I told my constituents I was going to vote. And I think I had a fairly successful first term. When I ran for re-election, despite some of the snarky stuff that they hit me with on the race issue in 2018, I ended up the second highest vote getter in the state for a House seat. And that would have been in November of 17, excuse me, it's November of 18, took office in 19. So controversy doesn't always lead to political destruction. I have been able actually to use controversy to enhance my name recognition and my followers, my supporters, and I do have a lot of followers and supporters. Most of them have stuck with me, it looks like. But to answer your question, what led to my resignation? The way I see it, Sanford, it was a political hit. And it wasn't because I wasn't voting right, although I did start developing a reputation. I'm a very conservative guy. You know that. I think most of your listeners probably know that who know anything about me. Fairly conservative guy, very conservative guy. And but as a conservative, I began to promote criminal justice reform. And this is kind of a no-no because, you know, Republicans have been winning elections for a long time by being tough on crime.
Yeah, lock them up and throw away the key.
Yeah, yeah. And I have to say, I never took issue with that. But I was a defense attorney. I worked for federal law enforcement. I certainly know the law enforcement side of things. I worked with the Customs Service and ATF for a number of years. When I went out into private practice, I was a private attorney, and I included in my practice a substantial amount of criminal defense work. So I've seen the criminal defense issues from kind of both sides. I've seen it from the government side, the prosecutorial and law enforcement side, but I've also seen it from the defendant side. And I will say I have seen the underside of law enforcement. Now, I am a supporter, actually, of law enforcement. I think most cops are good cops and so on like that. So I think this, what we're seeing today is just vastly overdone. But getting back to my situation, I began raising issues about Arizona's very tough criminal justice system. Many of your listeners are probably unaware that Arizona has the fourth highest incarceration rate in the country. We're the only state anymore that felonizes the possession of marijuana, not just makes it illegal, but actually makes it a felony possession of any amount. And the result of that, those kinds of laws, is that we are felonizing the conduct of a lot of young people. And once they have that felony record, it's very difficult for them to lead a productive life. I hope we're not running into one of your station breaks. But so why did I resign? Well, there was a lot of controversy surrounding a report published by, I believe it was the Phoenix New Times, that I had been arrested in 1983 for some very salacious things, basically sexual misconduct with a minor. That was the allegation. But what was left out of the story is that I was never convicted, that I was actually exonerated by the, I was a lawyer at the time, that I was exonerated by the DC Bar Association. My law license has never been compromised. I have never been sanctioned or disciplined by any bar association. So I resolved those charges, which were false allegations by an emotionally disturbed adolescent. They were bogus, and I was not convicted. I was exonerated by the DC Bar Association,
weren't those records supposed to be expunged? I mean,
yes,
they were.
The Maryland judiciary actually expunged the case. And I don't know. We still do not know to this day how bits and pieces of an expunged record were dredged up. But they purport, my critics, the Phoenix New Times, purported to have a microfiche of a court docket entry that showed the salacious allegations, but they didn't have the whole record. So they didn't know or didn't report that the case had been expunged and that I had been exonerated. But this was of great concern to the party, to the Speaker of the House, and they basically used this to, I hate to say, forced me to resign, but for complicated reasons, I was exonerated. I was investigated by the Arizona Bar and then exonerated by the Arizona Bar. They wanted to subpoena a lot of documents that were very old and in our view, irrelevant. So I decided to resign from the House of Representatives basically to save my law license, because I thought they would try to, if I defied a subpoena or something like that, they would take me back to the bar, and then that would be the lever to snatch my law license. So I resigned from the bar I resigned from the legislature in late March of 2019, because I knew I'd be able to, if I kept my law license, to fight another day.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We have more with David Stringer, and we're going to be talking not about the past. We're going to be talking about the future and the present, because former Representative Stringer is a candidate for county attorney. And just what would he recommend we do at the county attorney's office to change the way things operate? We're going to find that out when we return live on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either. This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And coming up a little later on, we're going to be talking with the folks organized Stand with Tucker. They are supporting Tucker Carlson of Fox News, and we will have them live after the news at the bottom of the hour. And right now, we've got a few minutes left with former State Representative David Stringer, who is currently a candidate for county attorney here in Yavapai County. And so as a practicing attorney, do you feel as though the lock them up and throw away the key mentality works as long as you don't run out of jail space, which, you know, that is something that is a big problem for us?
Yeah, it is. And the answer is, I do think lock them up and throw away the key. I don't mean that literally, but figuratively, that is appropriate for certain offenders. When you're talking about repeat violent offenders, when you're talking about major drug dealers, when you're talking about extreme crimes of violence, particularly when you're talking about repeated crimes, yeah, I think the public safety is job number one, and the public has a right to feel safe and to live in a safe community. So I'm perfectly ready to aggressively prosecute serious offenders, dangerous offenders, violent offenders, absolutely. The problem we have here in Yavapai County, and it isn't just Yavapai County, but the problem that we are facing in Yavapai County is we just lock up too many darn people. We hammer too hard the low-level nonviolent offenders, in my judgment. And I became aware of this when I was on the Judiciary Committee of the State House of Representatives. And I learned that Arizona has the fourth highest incarceration rate in the country. And I also learned that Yavapai County has an incarceration rate about 25% higher than the state average. Okay, and this is from Bureau of Justice Statistics. So I'm thinking, I'm living in Yavapai County. There's a lot of retired folks living here. This is not a high crime area. Why do we have such a high incarceration rate? And that's because of the policies of our current county attorney. You can actually look at the statistics going back many decades, but around 2000, when the current incumbent took office, Yavapai County began to diverge from the state average. Up to that point, we had been roughly about the same average, about 300 people per 100,000. We're now, the state average is about the same. I think it's 319 per 100,000 as of about 2017. Yavapai County is up around 400. So we are about 25% higher in our incarceration rate here in Yavapai County than the state average. Well, why is that? Well, I think it's because, we have the data to back it up, that we simply incarcerate a higher percentage of what I would call low-level nonviolent offenders. So I practice law. I've been a member of the Arizona Bar since 2004, but I became a member of the Bar of the District of Columbia, where I started my law practice in 1978. That's kind of ages me, but that's a fact. I became an attorney in 1978, had my practice back in Washington, and I did a lot of work for the courts. I did a lot of pro bono work. I did a lot of reduced fee work because I enjoyed that kind of thing, and I happened to be on the panels that were set up for these model programs, such as drug court. One of the first drug courts in the country was set up in Washington, D.C. The domestic violent court, the community court, the mental health court. I was part of all of these courts and all the attorneys that were selected, you know, the 50 or 100 attorneys that they selected to handle the bulk of the cases. So I'm intimately familiar with these kind of what they call problem-solving courts.
One of the things that Sheriff Masher told me in an interview that I did with him is that the big burden on the sheriff's office and on the jail is that so many people that are in our jails really need mental health consulting and mental health treatment and not so much just plain incarceration. Where do you stand on that?
I couldn't agree more, and I wish we were doing more. Now, I think Scott Masher and David Rhodes, who's now running for sheriff, I think they have been supportive of mental health treatment. And I understand that the incumbent is also supporting this. But we're not doing nearly enough. I guess that's what I would say. These programs, mental health courts, we actually don't have a mental health court, but we do have some treatment options for people with mental health problems. But we're behind the curve on this because many, many court systems around the country do have a mental health court for low level, primarily for misdemeanors, low level nonviolent offenders, repeat offenders, people who are constantly getting involved for shoplifting or urinating in the alley or minor assaults and scuffles that they get into. We have that here in Yavapai County. And part of it is driven by mental illness. Homelessness is also a big part of that. And drug addiction is a big part of that. But it doesn't do us any good to lock up somebody in the county jail. By the way, it's $110 a day to keep somebody in the county jail, about $40,000 a year per bed. A lot of these people could be diverted into outpatient treatment programs, halfway houses, things of that nature, and that would reduce the burden on the jail population. So that's the kind of thing I support very strongly. One other thing I want to mention is the Veterans Court. Arizona has 15 counties. 12 of the 15 counties have a Veterans Court, a Veterans Court that screens cases at intake. Yavapai County does not. We're one of the outliers, one of the three counties that does not have a Veterans Court. I support Veterans Courts very strongly.
I know Dave Mackey told me that they do a Veterans Court, but I believe it's like once a year or something like that.
I don't know how often they meet, but Judge Mackey has started, out of frustration, I think, a Veterans Court for people coming out of the system. Mm-hmm. So they come out with probation tales and things like that, and so he has a Veterans Court for that. But we, Yavapai County, does not have a Veterans Court for intake cases, for screening cases at intake. I'm also very concerned about young people who are getting criminal records that stay with them for the rest of their lives. I believe in second chances, and I'd like to see more diversion opportunities, especially for the low-level offenders. And that doesn't mean I don't believe in accountability. I do. But I just hate to see a young person get stigmatized with a criminal record, particularly a felony record. When I was in business, I had a hotel here in town for a number of years. I had the Comfort Inn out on White Spar Road. Young guys would come in, and girls as well. They'd come in for job interviews, and I'd like to hire them. And I do a criminal record check, which my insurance required, find out they had a record. And my insurance, because of liability purposes, would not let me hire them. So I'd like to start working on that problem. I think we've got thousands of younger people here in Yavapai County with criminal records. We need to have a system, a procedure whereby they can overcome their own past and we can clear the deck, so to speak, so they can be rehabilitated and reintegrated into society.
Well, before we let you go, you shared with me a really quick story about our next guest.
Yeah.
And we have folks coming on after the news break that are formed a group called Stand with Tucker Carlson. And you had a few chance encounters with Tucker.
I did. My career was back in Washington, D.C. for many years. And I remember Tucker Carlson, frankly, when he used to hang around the Washington Press Club. I used to go to a lot of events there. And he was just sort of a scruffy, long-haired 20-year-old. And I would see him at a lot of events. And just to fast forward to that, about 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, he was the keynote speaker at the Goldwater Institute down in Phoenix. So I happened to be at a table right near the exit, and they brought Tucker in, and he saw me sitting there, and he kind of did a double take. And I said, "Hello, Tucker." And he said, "Hi, how are you? Am I sitting here?" You know, so it was just kind of a nice encounter with Tucker Carlson. I don't know him well. I don't know that he would even remember my name, but he was kind of an interesting guy, even as a young guy back in Washington, D.C. So it was kind of fun to have that connection.
You have a website that
I do. It's votestringer.com. Thank you, Sanford, for reminding me of that. It is votestringer.com. And getting back to the first stuff we talked about, I've done some writing. I've posted a lot of material on what happened to me in 1983 and also in March of last year at the legislature and why things played out the way they did. But I wanted to reiterate, I was never convicted of a crime. I have no criminal record. I was completely exonerated by the bar. I've been a lawyer for over 40 years, Sanford, a member in three different jurisdictions. I've never been sanctioned by any bar association.
Well, once again, we want to thank you, David Stringer, for joining us here on the Political Roundtable. We're going to take a quick break, and Stand with Tucker Carlson is coming up next, so don't go away. There's been a lot of noise made about getting Tucker off the air, and I think it would be one of the worst moves that Fox News could make if they were to take that man off the air. His analysis has been spot on with what we've been experiencing here over the last few weeks and months, in fact. So we're going to meet the folks from Stand with Tucker right after the news here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home where the view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us. The coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs, to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop by Batteries Plus Bulbs and save on Duracell Ultra Boat, RV, and Lawn and Garden batteries. Or visit batteriesplus.com. See website for offer details and limitations.
Oh, say, can you see?
You okay, Bruce? Did that tomato hit you?
I need to get out of here, fast.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. Take the Verde Links from Cottonwood to Sedona, or go to Camp Verde on the Yavapai Apache Transit buses. Run, Forrest, run! With 26 buses in Cottonwood, one of them will be nearby.
Let's go!
For more information, visit ride-cat.com.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The president of the Arizona Education Association welcomes Governor Doug Ducey's COVID-19 aid package to schools. But Joe Thomas says the $269 million only goes so far in addressing the pandemic and the myriad issues impacting teachers, students, and facilities.
We still have a teacher shortage and have difficulties in particularly our rural areas in hiring enough qualified people to be in our schools. So it's helpful and it's welcome, but I don't know that we're out of the woods yet.
The governor's aid enables students to attend class online without schools losing per pupil funding. And Thomas says virtual attendance is more economical than actually sitting in a classroom. Ducey aims to provide funding for personal protective equipment, cleaning supplies, plus money for internet broadband in rural communities. Continued sunny, dry, breezy, and hot into your KQ&A weather weekend. Extremely windy and cooler Sunday and Monday with extreme fire danger. Cooling after bedtime tonight to a partly cloudy 61 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Warming to near 90 tomorrow and Saturday, 85 Sunday, a dangerously windy 80 Monday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late night low, a mostly cloudy 66, heating up to 100 tomorrow and Saturday, 95 Sunday, and a dangerously windy 91 Monday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442 9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
This is Steve Sishka with Ovalson's for Healthy Animals. One of the things that's always impressed me about difficult times is how pets and animals raise people's spirits. They're non-judgmental and don't pay a bit of attention to social distancing. They love you whether you wear a mask or not, and always listen when you're pouring your heart out to them. That's why you should give them the best, and that's at Olson's. You can settle for good enough, or give your best friends the Olson's difference when buying their food, health supplies, toys, and treats. For the last 41 years, we've been feeding pets and animals with the philosophy of good enough just isn't. We offer in-store service, curbside, and delivery from all of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Experience us at our stores on Facebook, olsonsfamily.com, or olsonsgrain.com. Locals feeding locals, pets, and animals. That's us.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time, when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company. We have always practiced and trained our staff for the safest in food handling and sanitation, and we will continue to do so. We've printed our new menu, and of course, you can always get our award-winning beers on tap. We took out some tables and spread the others out to increase distance, and placed a hand sanitizer station next to our staircase that leads upstairs to our upstairs dining room. We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Can you see?
You okay, Bruce? Did that tomato hit you?
I need to get out of here. Fast.
With Cottonwood Air Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. Take the Verde Links from Cottonwood to Sedona or go to Camp Verde on the Yavapai Apache Transit buses. Run, Forrest, run. With 26 buses in Cottonwood, one of them will be nearby.
Let's go.
For more information, visit ride-cat.com.
Waters Garden companion plants for June are golden locust, silverberry, Hall's honeysuckle, and portulaca.
Portulaca tolerates blazing sun where the neon flowers attract butterflies.
Available in red, orange, violet, white, and pink.
Great for containers, rock gardens, between sunny stepping stones, or any hot, dry garden space where nothing else grows.
The brighter, the better.
You'll find the toughest bloomers at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're looking to get Larry Ward in here from Conservative Strategies. But in the meantime, we're going to tell you about a website and petition that has been circulating about supporting Tucker Carlson. Now, Tucker on his show has been, you know, adamantly opposed to the way in which both parties have been behaving with regard to the lawlessness in the streets. He's definitely all in terms of how the left is using the George Floyd situation to try and instill some sort of Marxist takeover and pulling down statues and breaking windows of stores and cities is fairly reminiscent of the kind of movements that you saw in the past, whether it be the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia or Nazi Germany in the early 30s. This is something that, you know, Tucker Carlson has almost by himself stood against and has not been afraid or ashamed to express his opinion whatsoever. And so the folks from the Conservative Political Action Committee have put together a website that we were hoping to get Larry Ward on here to talk about it, and we're still hoping we'll get him on here before the show is out. But the name of the website is standwithtucker.com, standwithtucker.com. And basically what it's about is gathering signatures preemptively, I might add. Nobody has said anything about Fox News dropping the Tucker Carlson show from Fox News. But there has been a lot of noise made about boycotting Tucker Carlson's advertisers. And so we take that kind of thing seriously, because what Tucker Carlson is talking about is free speech. And he should be free to criticize what he sees in the streets of a lot of our major cities as being rampant lawlessness and feckless leadership by largely liberal-leaning city leaders who are content to just allow damage and destruction and defacing to go on and say that these people are just letting off steam. No, they're not letting off steam. What they're trying to do is they're trying to instill fear in all of us so that they will basically march through the streets using violence and just take over. And they will, if you let them. Tucker Carlson is within the confines of his studio, and however else he manages to roam the countryside in safety. The petition that has been circulated, again called standwithtucker.com, so far that petition has earned 188,970 signatures. Let that sink in for a second. Almost 200,000 signatures from people like you and me who, you know, listen and watch and want people to give us sober reality in, because we're big people, we're adults, we can take it. But what we don't want is we don't want to be, we're already lied to by so many people from so many different walks of life, that when you find somebody that is willing to look you in the eye and tell you the God's honest truth, that's something that should be supported. And that's what Tucker Carlson does every night on Fox News. If you're already a Tucker viewer, then you definitely should go to this website and sign the petition, Stand With Tucker, 188,970. And I think we've got Larry Ward coming on here. Let's make sure that we are in place. And Larry, is that you?
Yes, Larry Ward.
Oh, great. Okay, I was just telling people about the petition and all the signatures and so forth. So what motivated you to begin the standwithtucker.com petition that's got almost 200,000 signatures already?
Well, here's what's going on in America today. The leftists have followed Obama's lead. Obama put together a program when he was in office called Operation Choke Point. And what Operation Choke Point was a way to pressure banks to pull funding from gun companies and deplatform unsavory businesses. And it was a terrible program, a terribly unconstitutional program. And when it ended, what happened was the Obama administration officials, George Soros folks and the Clinton folks, all wound up in seats in corporate America, board seats or C-level executive positions. And what they started to do was to use that same tactic, that Operation Choke Point tactic, to deplatform conservatives, to choke the financial life out of conservative businesses, deplatform them, and to start attacking, whenever they're called, to start attacking guys like Tucker Carlson, and to make their advertisers pull their advertising dollars to choke the life out of them financially. And we started seeing it a couple of months ago where Tucker, they pulled out a tape of something Tucker said 10 years ago on Bubba the Love Sponge, and you try to use that as a vehicle to deplatform Tucker, to pull his advertisers. And, we said we had enough of it. So we put together this petition to stand with Tucker to let these advertisers know that it's not acceptable, that you can't just censor free speech and silence our voice and use corporate America to do it. And so we have put the petition out, and like I said, we have almost 200,000 signers, and we're letting Fox know, we're letting all these advertisers know that it's unacceptable.
And you're not affiliated with Tucker Carlson, Fox News, or any of that. You're just doing this really as a grassroots, respecting free speech kind of citizen-driven thing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a political action committee called Constitutional Rights PAC, and we just fight for all constitutional rights all the time. And, freedom of speech is under assault constantly right now by the left, by the Marxists. And if we don't stand up for and fight for folks like Tucker, who are out there just offering his opinion. He's an opinion show, offering his opinion every day and doing it in such an incredible, entertaining, and informative way that it's creating such a large audience that is, making the left have to silence him because they can't defeat him with logic. They can't defeat him, by debating Tucker because he shreds them every single day.
Talk about what the clear and present danger is to our constitutional rights right now.
Well, I think the biggest thing, the biggest problem that we have right now is we are looking at a new type of fascism. And what I mean by fascism, I'm not talking about the fascism that Antifa proclaims, because they don't even know what the definition of the word is. But fascism is when there's a link between corporate America and the government, right? A direct link between the corporations and the government, where the corporation, the people, individuals still own the corporations, but they're in bed with the government and doing the government's bidding. Well, this new type of fascism, what I've termed it deep state fascism, is even more dangerous than the traditional fascism of Nazi Germany and the fascism of Italy back in World War II. This fascism is deep state fascism. It's not actually a government tie. It's a deep state activist tie. It's a deep state actor tie that these corporations have, and it's a nebulous tie. And these corporations, you saw it with COVID. When COVID first came out, it almost immediately, every major corporation was on the air saying the same thing. Stay home, stay safe, we're in this together. It was almost as if they were reading the same script, because they were. Because they get the script and they get their talking points the same way the media does from deep state actors and Marxists who are essentially puppet mastering corporate America now.
The biggest difference, I thought, with regard to the public protesting was that when people who were protesting the heavy-handedness of some of the governors around the country in not allowing them to go back to work and to freely associate, go to church, stuff like that, and said that they were a health hazard to everyone, looked the other way when people were in the streets rioting and breaking windows and pulling down statues. And I gotta think, Larry, that those folks have now officially overplayed their hand. Would you agree?
I would. And not only did they look away, but again, they got their talking points from the deep state actors. And what did they put out? They put out everybody had a Black Lives Matter Day. I mean, I turned on my Apple Music and quite stereotypical, to be honest with you. The only thing that they would allow you to play on was rap. And they had Black Lives Matter. You couldn't get to any of your other music. Spotify. All of these, you turn on your television, you got emails. I got emails from Best Buy and other major corporations saying how they stand with Black Lives Matter and they stand with these rioters and these protesters. Well, why did they do that? We have to ask ourselves, what is happening to corporate America? What benefit? How does it help them increase revenue, increase profits, get more customers when they're clearly dividing the country in half and only standing with half and offending the other half? This is not a profit-driven motive. This is an ideological-driven motive.
And I'll tell you something. On our show, Larry, we have talked a number of times about scratching our heads over why would a mainstream media outlet that depends on commerce and advertising and people that buy things from other people to pay their bills, why on earth would they embrace an anti-capitalist message?
Well, you know, the only reason is because they're anti-capitalists. And, you know, quite frankly, we have a really serious problem. This is an urgent problem. We have to stand up. And here's how we fix it, right? If you work for one of these corporations who is endorsing Black Lives Matter, who is trying to deplatform people like Tucker, who is putting out this nonsense where you got to stay home and stay safe and we're all in this together with COVID, you know the actors. They're the same corporations, same major corporations. If you work for those corporations, make it uncomfortable for them to play politics. Call your human resources. Tell them this is not the value. This is not my values. I don't know why you're representing the company, in this political way. Make it uncomfortable. Tell other people in your business that you're not okay with this. Find other people who agree with you and tell them all together. You may be risking your career, but if we don't act right now, we're risking our country.
Larry, as president of the Constitutional Rights Political Action Committee and organizer of the Stand With Tucker Coalition, once you have accumulated whatever number your goal is of petitions for the Stand With Tucker effort, which right now is closing in on 200,000 signatures, what do you plan to do with the petition once you're done with it?
Well, we're sending it to every single advertiser who pulled ads from Tucker. We're also going to send them to advertisers who stood with Tucker and thank them. The My Pillow guy. You know, he's been steadfast, and you know, Mike Lindell deserves a lot of credit because he also is taking a ton of heat. Just for supporting a lot of the right wing or the conservative opinion shows. And so we have to celebrate and also support, buy their products, these companies that are that are sticking with us. And then quite frankly, it's getting harder and harder because there are too many corporations. But we have to let these companies know that we're doing business with, that it's not okay for them to play politics. Stay out of politics, worry about making the product, worry about providing your service, and get out of politics.
How long has the petition been up, the Stand With Tucker petition?
it's been, we've actually had two pushes. One a couple of months ago, and we got about 100,000 signatures. And just a couple of weeks ago, when they went after him again, when Media Matters pointed the corporate, I call them liberal sleeper cells, in corporate America back at Tucker, and they again tried to get him off the air. You know, you can't go to, if you go to Media Matters website, Tucker Carlson is all part of almost every story they publish. He is enemy number one. And we have to stand with him, and we have to let these advertisers know that this is not okay.
Larry Ward, standwithtucker.com is the website. Get on there and get your signature on that petition. We want to see that number get up over 200,000. We're at 188,970. And Larry, you're a patriot. Thank you for doing this. And thank you for calling into the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Talk of the Town here on KQ&A. I've got Let's Talk Sports coming your way tomorrow at 4 o'clock, and we will have a good interview with Bob Nightingale from USA Today on the resumption of the baseball season. And we're also going to have Mike Hazen, the general manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks, doing a press conference right now as we speak, and we'll have excerpts from that press conference on tomorrow's Let's Talk Sports at 4 o'clock right here on KQ&A. So I want to say a big thank you to Larry Ward from the Conservative Rights Political Action Committee, and standwithtucker.com is the website. Go there, sign the petition to stand with Tucker Carlson of Fox News, and also a thank you to former State Representative David Stringer for joining us. He is a candidate for Yavapai County Attorney. So that's going to do it for us. Thanks again for tuning in. And by all means, make sure you get on the Stand With Tucker website and sign that petition. What he provides us in the way of insight and truth is something that bears preservation. We all need to do that. And so from that, we got Mark Levin, Talk of the Quad Cities, coming your way next. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.